This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Psalm 107, a snapshot of a dramatic rescue. Can you find yourself in the picture? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Remember getting your high school yearbook and looking at the group pictures in which you appeared? Whose picture did you look for first? Why, yours, of course. It's a pretty natural reaction, and one that can serve a good purpose, as we consider Psalm 107. Throughout this psalm, different groups of people are described. Can you find yourself anywhere in the picture? Verse 4 through verse 8 describes people who were tired and lost on their journey through life, and Christ has brought them safely home. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted within them, and they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them in their distresses, and He led them forth by the right way. Verse 10 through verse 16 describes people who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death in a dark dungeon, bound in suffering and chains because they rebelled against the words of God. They fell down, and there was none to help. But then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses and brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke their chains. Can you find yourself in that picture? Verse 17 through 22 tells of fools who were suffering because of their own rebellion against God. They hate food and are close to death. But then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Can you find yourself in that picture? You may be saying, I see myself in one of those pictures, but only in the first part. I am still lost on a journey, trapped in the dungeon of suffering and my rebellion against God. How do I get out? The answer is right in the psalm. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. The Bible says that God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You may know a lot about Jesus Christ, or very little about Him, but all you have to know is that Jesus died so that you could be forgiven of your sin and live a new life in Him. Let me urge you to open your heart and turn to Him today. Psalm 107 concludes with these words, "Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord." Can you find yourself in that picture, rescued by the love of God? I hope you can. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, was fond of saying, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." 7 minutes with God is about getting started in daily personal devotions. May we send you a free copy? Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request 7 minutes with God. The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, you can balance your life on the middle verse in the Bible. Our passage is Psalms 111 through 118 on Daily Discipleship.